Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Don't answer this. Don't answer this if you don't want to.
Okay.
I realize I'm crossing a line here. But Kayla, have you ever in fact screamed, "I bendito"?
Will not answer that question.
Okay, fair enough. Davey the show killer.
Yes.
Have you in fact ever screamed, "I bendito"?
Nothing to recall.
Have you ever caused anyone to scream, "I bendito"?
I do not believe so.
I'm just curious what it takes. Lasso, which is his name now, intern sandwich is no longer. He's graduated. Lasso.
Yes.
Which, by the way, we're not going to put you on the air anymore if you're not ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Spence is distracting me.
Well, you know, that's a problem as well.
He threatened to fart on me. He just didn't hear. Did he really? He's doing this like farting thing. He threatened to fart on me in this when we were coming back from commercial break a few minutes ago.
He's like a fart bandit.
Wait, did that cause you to scream, "I bendito"? Maybe that's what I'm missing. Maybe that's the key to the mystery.
That's bendito right there.
Maybe that's the key.
That's the key.
I've been going about this the wrong way the entire time. I learned so much from you guys.
You thought it was a love song, realistically.
Now you know.
Love played into it on occasion. You know?
Okay.
Love was a possibility.
My mind's so in dirty.
Oh, no. I'm way on the wrong side of this equation right now. Davey the Show Killer, who's on the phone, please?
Frank Shavera from Summerlin.
How are you, Frank?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, which Frank are you?
I don't know.
Here's what's funny. We have a big Frank that's a hardcore P1 and a Papa Frank that's hardcore P1. And I just didn't know if perhaps you were one or the other or both.
I'm Frank number three now.
Frank three.
That's funny.
Frank the third. Yeah. All right, brother. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, ripped from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Or I bendito. We'll also accept I bendito.
All right.
Are you going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Not today, brother. Not you. Too much cash on the line. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one.
All right.
After his son was busted for marijuana possession, who said, "One thing you will not do is my son, is you will not embarrass Nebraska, you will not embarrass Mike Riley, and you will not embarrass this family"? Who said that?
Jim Bob Cooter.
What smoking hot 43-year-old actress was spotted making out with her new 21-year-old boyfriend?
Jennifer Lopez.
George Clooney and his partner sold their tequila company for $1 billion. What's the name of that tequila?
Hornitos.
Famous former athlete Boris Becker was declared bankrupt by a British court. What sport is he famous for playing?
Tennis.
And what is the name of the tropical storm they're experiencing in the southeastern United States right now? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Irene.
Sorry, what was it?
Irene.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Spence!
How many would you have gotten there, Kayla?
Three.
Yeah. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Kayla would have gotten 3.
Confirmed 3, maybe 4.
Frank got 1.
Okay.
So therefore, you will need 2 to keep the cage safe.
All right.
30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. After his son was busted for marijuana possession, who said, "One thing you will not do is my son, is you will not embarrass Nebraska, you will not embarrass Mike Riley, and you will not embarrass this family"?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay. What smoking hot 43-year-old actress was spotted making out with her new 21-year-old boyfriend?
Kate Beckinsale.
George Clooney and his partner sold their tequila company for $1 billion. What's the name of that tequila?
Casamigos.
And what former athlete, or I'm sorry, famous former athlete Boris Becker was declared bankrupt by a British court? What sport is he famous for playing?
The tennis.
And what is the name of the tropical storm that they're experiencing in the southeastern United States right now?
Cindy!
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, my name's Spence. And it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
A triumphant fist pump.
Yes.
Kind of like an uppercut, as if he just scored the winning goal in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I got that from Sidney Crosby.
Good one. You can't use a Boston accent and talk about Crosby.
No, I wasn't doing it.
Unless you're being disparaging.
Yeah.
Well then, by the way, Spence was very upset about question number one. After his son was busted for marijuana possession, who said one thing you will not do is my son? Is you will not embarrass Nebraska, you will not embarrass Mike Riley, and you will not embarrass this family. Who said that? Frank III said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Neither of you close.
Wow.
Keyshawn Johnson Sr. It was great, though. His kid got busted for weed in the dorm room, and Keyshawn was pissed, to say the least, and went public. You know, he's been on ESPN for years. Mm-hmm. He played in the NFL.
Yeah.
He went public with it, and then his kid said, you know what, I'm going to take 6 months off with your permission. I'm going to take 6 months off to mature. So essentially, he's going to take a redshirt year.
Got it.
And then return to the team. And I just thought that was pretty great.
That's cool. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, no points on that one. What smoking hot 43-year-old actress spotted making out with her new 21-year-old boyfriend? Frank said.
Jennifer Lopez.
No, she's still with A-Rod. Spence said.
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale. One for Spence. George Clooney and his partner sold their tequila company for $1 billion. What's the name of it? Frank said.
Hornitos.
Spence said.
Casamigos.
Casamigos.
Booyah.
Hornitos.
Hornitos.
My favorite.
Yeah. Famous former athlete Boris Becker was declared bankrupt by a British court. What sport is he famous for playing? Frank said.
Tennis.
Yeah, man. Spence said.
The tennis.
Both got it.
Booyah.
One and two
Booyah.
And three
Booyah.
For Spence and one for Frank. And what is the name of the tropical storm they're experiencing in the southeastern United States right now? Frank said.
Irene.
And Spence said.
Cindy.
And Cindy and one
Booyah.
And two and three and four.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
And for Frank.
So you get nothing.
Nothing.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Frank.
I have been dismissed.
There you go. You're a good man.
Good man. Just, you know what? Go out on your old shield, brother, with your boots on.
Yeah.
All right. Good work. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We'll see. We'll throw another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. The double math major from Florida State University, the head of mathematics and finance. For Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo is one Kayla Joe Walker. What is our new total?
$273 if you can tie him. $1,000 bonus in play if you can beat Spence.
She has a special algorithm for that, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's called, every time.
It's called addition. It's really good. Because a win for Spence, a win for America.
God bless America.
Win for Spence, win for P1s everywhere.
Northtown, Washburn and Allen, Quail Run. How you doing?
Sounds nice.
It does.
It sounds like there should be a golf course attached to that.
Probably Ooh. Might be.
Mm.
Probably not.
Mm.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
But that's where the quail run.
Yeah, nice. Logical
yep.
is what that is. That's what that is.
Jeff Buchanan and the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.